line. You could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Well, nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kinda quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got into a fight over a Cajun queen. And a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John, come on.
Big John.
Big Bad John. Well, then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought they'd breathe their last. Except John.
Big John.
Big John. Yeah. Big Bad John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell, walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Whoa. And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out,
and as 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave, there was only one left down there to save.
And timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for John. Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble slab in front of it. And these few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man.
Big John.